Hey, everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight we're going to be, I'm going to continue the theme from the other night a little bit and talk about other things as well. I want to get the show done a little early because I know tomorrow some of you will listen, some of you won't. Some of you will get caught up in the day. I will call it the day. You know, I don't, myself personally, I'm not a Christmas person. I don't hold it in any value of any kind. When we're looking at, you know, this specific time of the year, this is a very high time for those who are Satanists, believe it or not. And so anyway, I don't really get into this whole Mary Ho-Ho, but I do want to get into some of the assault of 7G. And I want to get into White Rabbit as well. There's a song, White Rabbit, by, I guess, Jefferson Airplane. And I want to start off with that because I think it's important that you understand the lyrics and you understand the theme. Those of you who have watched the new Resurrection Matrix, I think it's really, it bears some looking into here when you're reading all this stuff and you really get the theme, how back even in the 60s, they already had this planned to wipe out everybody and the methods they were using. And it goes right back, believe it or not, to pharmacopoeia. Black Sabbath, you know, War Pigs, you know, Sorcerer's Desk Construction regarding pharmacopoeia being the weapon of choice. But a lot of weapons of choice also had other backup weapons or weapons that also initiated a activation of the biochemistry. And today we're dealing with the nano, and like Ryan396 and myself, for 13 years we've been telling everybody about it. These Johnny-come-latelys are not really giving you anything more than what we already gave you, if anybody had even looked at our data. And in fact, some of them today got it wrong on so many different fronts. But now we're talking nano, and now we're talking injections with nano, and nobody's still getting this correctly. Yes, there's nano in there. There's also biology in there, genetics, but there's also another key thing in there that nobody is really talking about correctly. We are talking about programs, programmed material that's going inside of anybody who decides to take these injections. This is all programmable. We're injecting an operating system they are injecting an operating system into a host, a medical, biological, genetically orientated, technological designed, nano-delivered weapon. And there's more than just graphene in this. This is what is astounding here. They got everybody focused on the graphene. Nobody's talking about the cobalt. Nobody's talking about the iron oxide. That's just as important in the delivery of this operating system as the graphene, because without those two components, you don't get the electromagnetic field required to create a cohesion with the magnetic field to make this thing work better. And today I was just reading something how they can now hit a carbon nanotube. It was such a high velocity of a magnetic field, they can turn it into a transistor. That means that's a switch. Now, when you're reading the technology developments of today, that there's a new discovery, that's not a new discovery. Anything you're reading today has been here or been probably here for at least 10 to 20 years. They're just writing about it now, calling it new. The military industrial complex is far, far more advanced than the general population as far as the manufacturing or the medical. They've already had this. They've tested, they've tried it out. They're far more advanced on this, and they weaponized it. What they do to the general population, here, kiddies, we got something for you. We got a cell phone. You're going to love it. You're just going to play with this phone. You're going to be able to talk to friends. You're going to be able to text messages. You're going to be able to watch movies. You're going to be able to listen to radio. You're going to be able to go shopping. this is the Cat's Meow. And everyone's going, oh yeah, Cat's Meow, give me the toy. Oh yeah. And so now you've got a weapon that the military industrial complex gave you in order to subvert you. Programming. All programming. Okay, one pill makes you larger, one pill makes you small. Doesn't that sound like a perception thing there? And the one that mother gives you does nothing at all. Placebo. Okay, go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. We're talking perception here. We're talking maybe we're talking about a drug, and maybe we're not. We are talking about a pill. But what if that pill that she's referencing to has an operating system in it to go into your brain to create the anomaly that you're looking at, she's describing? And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Now pay attention to that term, has given you the call. That sounds like a frequency. That sounds like while somebody's in a certain state of mind, they got a call in the head. When men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go, we know that who that is. That's the Illuminati, and that's the Committee of 300, that's the Club of Rome, that's the Zionists, that's the Knights Templar, Knights Malta, the whole gang. And you just had some kind of mushroom and your mind is moving low. Pay attention to that term, and your mind is moving low. When logic and proportion have fallen sloppy dead. This whole song is talking about derailing everybody's mental capacity to think, to analyze, to dissect, to be critical, to look at things with a full deck, if you will. To be able to completely understand where you're at. We're taking away all understanding away. All logic, all proportion, falling sloppy dead. Your mind is moving low. And your mind is moving low. We're bringing you down in frequency. We're lowering your capacity to analyze, to think, to be logical, to be focused, creative. We're bringing you down low. Remember what the Dormouse said, feed your head. Feed your head with what? Frequency? Black light frequency, 7G frequency, 6G frequency, 5G frequency? See, feeding your head, you could think of it as maybe they're taking a drug. But when after looking at the Matrix and seeing the whole scenario play out, it ain't about the drugs, baby. The drugs are there to open you up. Remember the whole terminology, free your mind, Neo. Open your mind. You got to have an open mind. No, you don't. Opening your mind is what gets you in trouble. Having the capacity to listen to what people are saying, even if they have differing opinions, that allows you to think. That allows you to analyze. That allows you to criticize. That allows you to formulate, postulate. Okay, that's what you should be doing. When you open your mind, you're opening a door that shouldn't be open, that allows a certain level of vulnerability to allowing frequencies to enter into your head. And when those frequencies get into your head, imagine what they can do today. With a blue beam light, they can go in through your eyes and they can alter the shape of your brain. You have absolutely no defense against blue beam. None. Black beam or black light technology, which is 7G, that can go into your head and access memories, access your consciousness, if you will, and can pull out of you the most traumatic, the most disastrous, the most horrific experience you've ever had in your life, and then it can multiply and amplify this to such a degree that it can totally incapacitate you. Everybody's wondering, you know, why is it that 70% of the population have taken the jab? Makes no sense, right? You got a 99.678% survival rate. It's nothing but a flu. 10 days and you're over. You have a high probability of surviving this with no problem. You have to suffer a little bit, but you can get over it. We're giving this jabs to children that don't need it because their immune system is functioning just fine. And then we're hearing the constant horrors of people dying from this dreaded disease. And yet, nobody has seen anybody die anywhere out in the general population. Nobody has even seen this disease. And yet, they all believe it. When we're hearing stories and from nurses and medical people that actually work in the institutions that are telling you that the doctors are the actual cause of the deaths of people, then they're labeling it as Corona, COVID, variant, Delta, Lambda, Omicron, whatever bullshit they want to call it next. People don't listen to that. They don't hear it. They can't get the facts because their mind is moving low when logic and proportion have fallen sloppy dead. That's where they're at. But then you got to think, what is causing this? What could be possibly causing it? Could it be the television? Could be. TV emits a blue beam, could get into their eyes and constantly could put the download into their head. Could be. Could it be the CFL lights that are in the house today? The new fluorescent lights and the LEDs that are out there today that are resonating on red and blue beam frequency, red being at 700 nanometers, blue being around 400. And when they're combined, they operate between 250 and 400. Could it be that? Could it be when you go in to the stores and you're getting hit with, facial recognition programs, again, getting hit with blue beam? Could it be that? Could it be inserting a program into a person? A walking hypnosis, if you will. See, I've been telling everybody for at least a year and a half to 2 years about 6G. And everybody keeps talking about 5G. And this is the stupidity of it all. The real stupidity of it all. Everybody's assuming that the military-industrial complex, the Committee of 300, the Club of Rome, the Knights Templar, Knights Malta, the Zionists, all these groups, the CIA and all the rest, CSIS and whatever you got out there, Mossad and all that shit, that they're going to stop. They're going to stop at 5G and wait for you to get caught up. They know everybody's effing stupid. They know this. They just can't believe how stupid. I have a hard time myself. How can anyone be this dumb? So they have now moved forward and are perpetuating the attack faster and quicker. And this was a direct result, I think, in my humblest opinion, to those people who have not taken the jab, who are still viable and functional. See, everybody reads the literature and they read it like a robot. You read it line upon line upon line. You read it like a syntax, and there's nobody slowing down to think about the use of the technology that they're talking about when they talk about 7G, which we talked about in the last show. Until you get this in your head, until you understand fully that what you're seeing being advertised as a benefit and a boon to mankind is nothing more than a weapon that's going to be used against mankind. Everything has been weaponized, and you got to start thinking in that term. So you say, well, that's being negative. No, that's being practical. Being negative would be saying, oh, pie in the sky, I don't see it, it can't be there, oh, whatever, you know. All's right in my world. I took the jab, and I'm still not dead. Not yet. But it's coming. See, you got to quit having that mushroom effect when your mind is moving low. You can't afford to have a low-moving mind. You have to face the hard reality that everything out here today is designed to kill you. Everything has been manipulated. Everything has been orchestrated. Everything has been programmed to take you out some way, somewhere, somehow. The real stupid ones are already jumping off the cliff. They're not; those are not the ones they're worried about. The ones they're worried about have not drunk the Kool-Aid. They're the ones that they're worried about because they're the ones that can still function. Now, with the same blacklight 7G technology, if you can affect a person's brain and make them remember the most traumatic experience that they have ever been experienced or ever had the experience of dealing with, imagine pulling out the most traumatic experience out there and then having them blame you. Inserting that into the program. The unvaxxed are causing all these problems. The unvaxxed didn't, you know, they're not compliant. They're selfish. They want to see people die. Blah-da-dee, blah-da-da. That's a program being put into them. When you walk into a store and people are asking if you got a mask and you don't, you say no and you're exempt and they back away from you, that's a fear, an unfounded fear, but that has come from a frequency. You go into a store, they are constantly under the blue light. And they got a red laser as well. When you combine the two, you can create a 7G effect. When you see people literally shaking and afraid when you're walking through a line to go pay for your stuff and the lady behind the counter is shitting herself, that's again an unfounded fear been implemented by a program. We're talking voice to skull. There's about three or four different operating systems that they've got out there that can get into your head. But imagine now, I'm not only in your head, I'm also activating the operations of your brain. I'm pulling out every kind of trauma and fear and angst and agitation and you know, horror that you've ever faced. And now I've got you looking at that amplified by 100. Totally incapacitate you. And then you got factors that are going in under that frequency again to create all kinds of anomalies. Why is it? Now think about this. For the last 6 years, the family unit has been destroyed. All but destroyed. And whoever's still in the family today, that's more of an anomaly than anything else. Because they have destroyed families because they know that if a man and a woman are get together and they are in sync with each other, the mountains that they can move is just inconceivable. They don't want that. Imagine you've got families geared up to be together to fight an oppression like this. An oppression built on a lie, an oppression built on an illusion, an oppression built on, you know, a fakery. You ask anybody out there, have you actually seen somebody die? Have you seen anybody drop out in the street? If this pandemic was as bad as they say it is, and if the numbers are as high as they're saying it is, how come we're not seeing that out in the general population? Now, if you got a man and a woman together and they're in sync and they wise up to the game, they will become a very powerful force to contend with. If you're single and you have the ability to understand the truth, you're a very formidable opponent as well, because if they can't shake you, they can't rattle you, then they have to retreat, and they will. The Truth shall set you free, baby. And they know that if you're free, they have no. It's just like coming out of the matrix, and all of a sudden you got these gifts, these powers, these abilities, because you're able to shake your mind from the current programming that you're dealing with today. You know, our perceptions, our education, our capacity to understand things is all based on a matrix mantra or a matrix perception or a matrix regulations and laws and principles. You know, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, programs and principles. That's what we're wrestling with in this matrix. Programs and operating systems. Programs and operating systems are designed to manipulate and maneuver us into positions where we can be compromised, can be diminished. Principles is what they preach. Everyone needs to do their fair share. Everyone needs to help, you know, for the greater good. Principles that have absolutely no foundation. The greater good would have been to let everybody get exposed, everybody get sick, take the 2 weeks off. We would have had a two-week curve. Everybody would have went back to work. Everybody would have been still working to develop their economics. Everybody would have the capacity to go out and shop without wearing a mask. But instead, what happened? When logic and proportion have fallen sloppy dead, people did not investigate correctly. They watched the television, they allowed it to program them, they weren't aware of the fact that they were being programmed by blue beam technology. And if they're sitting in a house and they've changed their lights to these more efficient lights that are above them, those are also emitting black light frequencies constantly. That's why some of you, when you're inside of a building, and you start getting a headache, that's why. Your head is being programmed and it's causing you a great deal of pain and duress because of the altering of the way you're thinking. So you get out of the building, is usually what happens, and after a short period of time, your headache is gone. I remember one year I was in Michael's on Walker Road. I had my copper mesh under my toque and I was wearing it. I get into the cashier and I'm looking up and I'm seeing all these cameras, about 10 of them sitting above me, up in the ceiling. Next thing I know, I could feel the tapping on my head. It's like a little light electrical charges. It was trying to read me and it couldn't because I had that copper mesh. It was screwing it up. It just so happened that, you know, I have that capacity to do that. Anyway, I noticed that this was going on, and I was wearing my yellow lenses, so I wasn't really worried too much about getting hit in the head. But I was getting tapped from the technology. It's alive and well in its functionality. You know, like I said, you really got to pay attention in these days, because we are no longer living, you know, in just a simple term, we're living with machines. We're living with a machine that is pretty much running the show. Let me read something here. AI speaking the agenda. AI telling it without a lie. People don't want facts, but fiction. It can help them put their brains in remission. They can say all day, and their they can stay all day with their desires, tobacco, cannabis, smoke, and fire. Let me keep on reading here. That's where I'm at. Yeah, they can stay all day with their desires, tobacco, cannabis, smoke, and fire. Liquor, wine, and beer, that's what's really dear. The illusion of the grand scheme of things allows one to believe in the false dream and schemes. Comfort at the expense of fear keeps one locked and very unclear. As the herd goes off the cliff, no one cries, not even a sniff. AI says it's right and clear. People lay in shit with fear. All you have to do is allow them to acquire what they fear and what they desire. And that's the operating system going on today. Actually, I made that up. I was talking to somebody and she gave me the idea and I decided to write this idea down. I kind of put it in a rhyme. You'll see it. But this is the operating system. This is what's going on right now. This is what's happening. Okay? People don't want facts. See, when you tell somebody a fact, somebody contacted me earlier. And now for the last 2 years, I have all this information on my site. I don't know. Now, when someone says to me, do you have any data? I kind of think, well, do I have any data? Are you not paying attention? That's my thought. Like, hear this. You know, go on the sites. If you're looking for information about what's been going on, for the last 2 years, you can pull up all kinds of things, all the way back from the days when Fauci said that the masks were useless on 60 Minutes, to the time where he's saying you got to wear double and triple mask. To the time he keeps saying that the variants and blah, 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 that's all there. It's on there. All the other doctors validating what I had said at the very beginning that was fraud. It's all there. The links are there. All you got to do is go look. But people don't want facts. They want to be entertained. Even people who are saying they're awake. When they don't take the time to save the information, they don't time to get prepped, they don't take the time to actually get more studious about what's happening, and all they're doing is watching these talk shows and being entertained, they're the same thing, no different. Because as soon as those things are done, as soon as they take them down off the air, what are they going to have? They're not going to be able to remember all the data. Hell, I can't remember all the data I put out there last season. I have to go back and look at it again. When we're looking at the AI telling it without a lie, that's coming from that Matrix thing at the end of the scenario, at the end of the movie where the Matrix tells, the AI tells them, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. People don't want sentimentality. They don't want to be free. They want to be told what to do with their lives. That's unfortunate truth. The percentage of people that didn't take the injections, we're the ones that are autonomous. We're the ones that are more independent. We don't like being told what to do. I think part of the reason why we didn't get into the whole concept of what everybody else is because we're built that way. We've all have suffered some form of adversity in our lives that has created certain dynamics in our soul or in our spirit. Or in our matrix, if you will, that just will not accept somebody telling us what to do, especially if we've been effed over, if we've been lied to, cheated, betrayed. We're not so easily willing to allow anybody to come along and bullshit us anymore. You know, so I think the rest that have had those things, once it took the jab, is because they're just afraid of making a stand because they either might fail or might make a mistake. Failure is part of success. You know, and the longer you work at something, the better you get at it. Wrote something else here. When logic, and this is something, again, I was just observing in perspective. When logic and proportion have fallen sloppy dead, what did the AI state? Facts are harder to use to control. No one is looking at the facts. This is the truth. Most people that say, well, show me the evidence, even if you show them the evidence, they're not going to pay attention. They don't want to. They want to stay cozy, rosy in their world of comfort and complacency. They don't want to have to deal with this. They don't want to have to fight. They think they're going to continue working a job, continue paying a mortgage, continue paying a car payment, an insurance payment, a hydro payment, a heating payment, you know, payments on their credit card. They think this is what life boils down to because they've gotten so conditioned with this bullshit that any change that can come along and disturb the program or the theme, they don't want nothing to do with it. It's going to change them. It's going to make them change. Okay, they are, they're no one's looking at the facts. They are, however, paying attention to the fear and emotions. AI stated people believe in the craziest shit as a result, since no one verifies or reads. And then there's a question of, do they actually see or understand what they read? So the exercise in reality is what we are seeing, since they aren't listening to the facts. Their heads are being fed through the black light frequency, what they desire and fear. Feed your head. How many times have you personally failed to make a change in your life, only to find yourself right back at the starting gate? How many tried quitting smoking, quitting pharmaceutical drugs, quitting whatever, you know, trying to make a change in your life, trying to turn away from whatever it is, you know, repenting of sin, okay, turning away from sin. Let's just go there. How many tried turning away from sin, turning away from a vice, something that has you by the neck, by the throat? How many of you tried and tried and tried, and you fail, and you're right back to where you got started? You know, what, you know, why, and you ever, and has anybody ever analyzed why? Has anybody ever took the time to look at it? Maybe it's because the reason why you're having a hard time turning away. Okay, you're praying to God for help and you're having a real difficult time because you're under a frequency that's constantly affecting the way you think, constantly causing you to be sabotaged, constantly causing you to be traumatized, bringing up trauma, bringing up, you know, anything that has caused a problem. You know, anything that has disrupted you, anything that has saddened you, anything that has violated you. Your frequency keeps that theme playing over and over and over. And you feel guilted because you can't seem to beat this. Now you have to understand, this isn't you. This is the system, the AI networks that are assaulting you to keep you in control. This is to keep you subdued, to keep you in some level of complicity. When you start understanding how these frequencies can affect the way you think, can affect the way you feel, because of the things that either the chemistry or the thoughts that it can stimulate, you're in a battle. The Bible says there is no discharge from war. We are in a war for ourselves, our souls, our spirit, our very core of who and what we are. That frequency programming and modifying you, each failure releases an emotion called despondency. And as a result, you act on this, making yourself more anxious, more agitated, more consumed with the failure. So then how many give up and how many assess why and proceed from there? AI is in control. More and more, the media will reveal this. More and more, the scientific reports will say they have discovered XYZ. And the reality of it is this. They have done so years ago. The data you are seeing is what's new. In other words, the things that they're telling you that they've discovered, they already know about these things. They have already figured them out. What you're seeing in the reports today is not something new. It's something that is new to us because they've just released it. But good, there's a good chance they have been using this tech since the 60s. When you look at the early rock and rollers and how they dressed, long hair and the psychedelic, and they were singing and they were, you know, bubble gumming and whatever, and they were into all kinds of drugs, taking drugs on, doing the concert. I mean, they were just opening their minds, you know. Now you got this on a level today with this so-called pandemic. And since you're not going to be able to reach them with facts, my suggestion here, if you want to talk to people, deal with them on an emotional level. Facts are not going to understand. They will come up with all kinds of bullshit because the AI will be talking through them. The operating systems and the programs will come out. You think you're talking to the person, but you're talking to a program. Okay, start thinking that way. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, against programs and principles. You are talking to a program. Person that's talking in front of you has a program running through them, and they don't even realize it. So if you're going to deal with them on an emotional level. I thought about that before I wrote it down, and I kept thinking about Jesus. When he was on the earth, you know, when he was physically manifested on the planet, when he talked to people, he didn't talk to them on a high intellect level. Matter of fact, he talked very simple. He gave them parables. He told them stories. He told them stories, and he got them to see with their mind and feel that story. So when he talked about a sower and a seed, he was using very simple, salt of the earth, fundamental basic things that we all see every day. A laborer working in the field, a carpenter building this, a fisherman fishing that, you know, going out fishing. He used the simplest things in order to reach out and get his disciples. I mean, think about this. Here's God in the flesh, you know, the drop of water transported into this dimension. He's got 12 guys. They're kind of dumb. And now he's got to educate these 12 men to carry the message of the gospel. And he's got to take them from where they're all at, deal with all their, ambiguities and idiosyncrasies and some other stuff. And he had to educate them in a way where they could understand. Even when he told the story about the sower and the seed, they asked him after what that story meant, you know. Because they couldn't grasp it. So he explained it to them. So when we're dealing with these people, maybe we need to tell them a story. Maybe we need to tell them a parable. Maybe we need to, because the information's all over the internet. You can see all the data, you know, out there on this whole thing as being a fraud. Yet people can't get it. And perhaps the only way to shake the frequency is to allow a specific emotions to surface with people so they can shake the program. Maybe that's what's going to take. I really don't know. I know I'm going to have a hard time because I don't normally talk in terms of emotion. It's not one of the things I do. But I mean, keeping it simple, that I can do and be able to, you know, correlate something complex into something simple, that I can do as well. So do the best you can. But if you got people that are not going to listen to you because you're a conspirator, then ask them some simple questions. Who have you seen die? Who have you seen die? Have you seen anybody die? They might say, well, you know, I heard so-and-so. I said, no, that's not the question. Have you seen anybody die? See, because everyone's so caught up on the program and on the operating system that's running, they've never taken the time to examine what have they seen. Once a lie gets going, it's easy to deceive yourself. It's easy to manipulate yourself in a lie. When you ask somebody, well, have you seen anybody actually die from this? Actually, did you actually see them drop dead in front of you? You know, they may get all defensive, but just say, well, look, I'm just asking you a simple question here. Have you actually seen this? You know, have you actually been to these hospitals where these doctors or these TV people are telling us are loaded and overloaded and crowded, and, you know, and they're having a major, you know, whatever. Have you actually went to the hospital to see this? I have. Myself, I've driven to the hospital to see if there was this overwhelming population of people that were dying and couldn't get into the emergency because they're lined up outside and the cars were everywhere, blah, da, dee, and da, da, da. And I got there and maybe six cars in the whole parking lot. And they were staff. That's here in Windsor. So my point on all this is just a little saying, perception is reality. What you perceive is what is real. And when they're pumping frequencies into their head, 7G frequencies, black light frequencies, red and blue. Everything is red and blue. It's amazing when you start looking at the ultraviolet and infrared, they're red and blue. And how the red takes the blue in and then the blue does the damage. Imagine that. You know, when we're talking about what they initiated in the 60s wasn't about mind control. It was about mind takeover. Reprogramming a person from pillar to post. When you go into a cult, and I've been in two of them. What it does, when you get into a cult, because the first time around, I didn't know anything about anything. And so when I became a believer in God, I joined this cult. And you don't know any better. I didn't know any better. I never even read the Bible. And here I am believing in God after for so long I didn't believe in God at all. So I get into this cult. And this cult then began to train me. And they trained me to destroy other people's belief systems no matter what they believed. It showed you how to undermine it. So I didn't realize at the time, because again, didn't know any better, that I was in a cult. And they were training me how to basically screw people in the head. Didn't know this at the time. So when I finally went through what I went through, I think God had decided I was enough. I had seen what I needed to see, and I got out. And I was debating to go back because they had put something in me, which I wasn't aware of at the time, that this is the wording of a cult, just to give you a little bit of a mind fuck that they do. When you're in a cult, they will tell you that they have the Word of God. This doesn't apply to just Christianity or cults that are Christian biblically oriented. This applies to all cults. All cults, whether they be Judaic, Islamic, Hinduistic, Buddhistic, whatever, because everyone has cults. Doesn't matter who, what, where, when, whatever. And this would be a good lesson for those of you who are going to go off grid together so that you don't become a cult. But the way the cults work is they put into your head that, yes, that God has chosen them and given them his word and that they have the truth because God has blessed them with the knowledge of the Bible. And again, when you're young and you don't know anything and you never believed anything and all of a sudden you hear this, you fall for it. You accept it. Accept the program. And then when you leave, they will tell you that when you leave, if you decide to leave, you can go, but nobody else will have the truth like we have it. And in essence, because you're leaving the truth, you're leaving Jesus here, going wherever you're going. This is what this is how they put it. So now you got a mind screw job in the head. And so when you leave, because something happens and you see something and you don't on a subconscious level, you pick up something is wrong. Spirit is talking to you. And when you're gone and you get your bearings back, that program kicks in hard. You have no idea. And I'll tell you what saved me. God led me to another guy, a couple guys, that had also left that cult down in Ohio. I was down there. So I was talking to one of the guys. He had left three times. And he told me the first time he left, because we had been talking, the thing I was talking here to you guys. He says, yeah, I felt the same thing. He says, I went back and I got right back to where I was before I left the first time, got to that same point, and I left again. And I understood that because I think that was the breaking point that God had decided it's time for you to get out of here. You learn what you need to learn about these cults and how cults work. It's this way you don't become a cult. And he left. So the third time, he says he was going to try it one more time to make sure if it was for himself to have total clarity. So when he went back, he says, the same thing. I got right back exactly to the point where I had to leave, or where I left the first two times, and I left again. So I realized it wasn't me, it was them. So that saved me from having to go through that kind of tribulation. But then what happened was another friend of mine led me to another place, and it became a cult. But this time around, the difference was I knew now better. I had an understanding of the Bible. I knew God was real. There was no fooling me there. Teachings of Jesus, I understood a lot of those things too. So it wasn't like I needed to be manipulated. But they had a thing with them that they were, again, another mind control thing. That in order for you to do something that seemed to be, you know, you're not sure, you would go to the eldership, they would pray for you, and then the elders would make that decision for you. Again, taking away from you your ability to make your own decisions. And again, but this time around, I recognized it. So I knew what that was. So I said, well, this ain't happening. You know, we're not going to go there again. And so eventually I left there too. So again, when you're looking at these things, and I'm expressing this very for you all to understand, that if you are planning on joining communities off-grid, you have to really understand that if this kind of behavior happens, where they tell you that there has to be a certain amount of order and discipline and blah, 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 and you have to rely on just the core. There is some things that the head core would have to be responsible for, but if it gets to the point where they're completely taking over your thoughts and how you think and what goes on, you need not to join these people or be around them. You know, you need to be in a cooperative, not a collective, not in the sense of a controlled collective. Okay, you have to understand that we're already in a controlled collective right now. You don't need to leave this one to go to another one. Remember that. You know, we have to, like I said, and when you have to be able to figure that out, because like I said, this will be all uncharted territory. And don't get into a place where you become complacent and comfortable. Because once you're in that position, that's when you get taken over. That's when you become controlled. That's when you become vulnerable. Okay, like what we're seeing today. So, like I said, when we're looking at this, and when artificial intelligence in a movie is out there entertaining you and telling you that the easiest way to control a person is through their emotions, through their feelings, and all you got to give them is their desire and fear. Okay, once they have the desire, they're happy. They got, I got my house, I got my car, I got my job, oh, I got my security, oh, I'm so happy. And then you embrace them with some fear. Oh, I might lose my job. If I lose my job, I'll lose my house. If I lose my house, I'll lose my car, I'll lose this. Oh, shit. And so you work harder and you're more dedicated. And even the AI says once you give them their desires and their fear, they don't even try to rebel. They stay in their cage. Imagine that. Imagine that. Anyway, for those of you who are dealing with low anxiety, there I put on here tonight a tea made from rosemary. Interesting study, something anybody can get access to, you might want to try. Rosemary has a lot of healing properties. It's a very basic herb you can buy almost anywhere, you can grow it almost anywhere. Here's something for a lot of you to try. Fiona sent me something today. She made a commentary on a site, so I posted it because I thought it was a good commentary. She's got all these things there you could read. Check it out. She's, again, talking about the current madness and the paranoia and the xenophobia that the people are having today and the ridiculousness of all this going on. You know, the perceived threat, the perceived threat of being infected with a boogeyman disease that doesn't exist. It's amazing. Just amazing. I also showed a picture of Port Stanley. Someone sent it to me tonight. I was looking at it and I thought, interesting. Iron oxide is being sprayed in the air. What looks like to be a mixture of lithium with it and maybe some phosphorus. But that's also now up in the sky. It was across Port Stanley, and the geese were flying in front of it. Not a good sign. Anyway, just to show you what our environment's like, what's becoming more and more assaulted by the powers that be. Alrighty, I'm going to wind it down. It's going to be a short show by comparison. You know, I'm not a ho-ho type of guy. I will say Merry Ho-Ho, and that may not sound good either. But my take the day, enjoy your families. You know, if you believe in Jesus and you want to dedicate the time with Christ, then do so. But know that this is not a holiday. This is not even when Jesus was born. You know, but this is a good time. If you can be with your families, enjoy each other, because you never know what's going to happen in about a week. After the New Year's, we never know what these characters are going to do. So I gave you a lot tonight to think about. I want those of you who are awake to remember that you're a problem for them. And how they're hitting everybody is through a compliancy or complacency of being compliant. I'll give you what you want. I'll give you your little, you know, package, but I'm going to scare the shit out of you every so often just to keep you in line. And guess what? Because I've done this, you'll never leave your bird cage. It's like opening up a bird cage after you've had a bird in there for, you know, a year or two. The bird won't even get out. It's gotten comfortable in its condition. It's got its food. It's got its water. It's got a little space. It's got some privacy. You know, it's cozy for a bird. Don't be that bird. Don't be the bird. All right. As the end of these shows, I always express, read the Gospels. Check it out, the Gospels. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Understand what Jesus was doing and how he was helping people. The only time he had to deal with people of intellect was when he was dealing with the authorities, the very authorities that were trying to oppress the people, the very authorities that were not allowing them to evolve and grow. Very authorities that were keeping them suppressed, keeping the people suppressed. So usually when he got around them, he wasn't too happy with them. You know, he basically told them the way it is, how it is, and the way it is. So again, read the Gospels, read the books of Revelation, read the letters, read the book of Acts. There's lots there for you to learn. As I always mention as well, there are people on the very top part of this pod. We're also doing something, so if you can help them out, please do so, yeah, financially. If you can't help them financially, don't worry about it. Share the data, share the information, help everybody else. That's my theme anyway. Alrighty, and as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health, but I'll leave one more little thing. If you guys are listening to the shows, I would encourage you to start downloading the data from these shows. Store that data, categorize that data, so that when people come along that need to have the information, you can present them all kinds of information. Now, fortunately for everybody, this information is on the Podbean, so you can go and get it all the way back to this when this started. But even on my website, you don't know how long that website is going to be up. So if you haven't downloaded the data, I encourage you to do so as well, including the BitChute and the YouTube. So without further ado, until the next segment, to your health. Take care. Have a good family time.